It
So
again.
people complained about our podcast. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay. Is it because we said like too many times?
I
Yeah.
don't think anyone would have a problem with that. And if they do, we can fight them to the death.
All right, I'm down for that.
So no, it was the fact that we don't have a theme song.
Ah. Okay, so did people actually complain or did you complain?
A little bit of both, but
Okay, can I
I
ask
agree.
who complained?
I was thinking, until we get an official theme song, maybe you should just beatbox for about 15 seconds.
Okay, are you gonna freestyle? About metaphysical things.
I wish.
Ready? Toby and Wayne. Okay, that's as good as it's gonna get.
That
I thought you were gonna ask me to whip out my ukulele, and then you were gonna whip out your ukulele, and then we were gonna just make one up on the spot.
That reminds me, I won't be playing any more music on the podcast because in the playback, the quality is just atrocious.
Yeah, it's because we're like basically on a phone call. So it's like shitty. Like
So it's
if we were in person recording it, it wouldn't sound like that.
so if anyone knows how to play songs on a podcast, let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Oh, you know what? I think I can play it through my Apple Music on my phone.
Ooh, let's give that a shot.
Okay, let me try it real
Well,
quick.
why don't we start with some Fly Low because we were asked to review the album.
Oh, did Swamp Trash?
Yeah.
I think Swamp Trash. I knew he was gonna ask. Okay. So okay. Any suggestions from any of the songs that you want to hear?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna play. Okay, I really like the one with Anderson .Paak.
Yes.
So I'm gonna play that one. But there's he also, I just wanna add that he has really awesome features on this album.
Yeah, I agree. I love an album with a lot of features too.
Right.
That's
Like
always cool.
Solange, Toro, Thundercat.
And it's really cool because, like, no, every time I say like, I hate myself. Oh, I'll just have to like twiddle
We
my
can say it. We can say it every other word.
fingers. Well, what I was saying, okay, every time I say like, I'm gonna slap myself in the face as hard as I can.
Gonna pinch my titty as hard as I can.
I'm gonna rip a fingernail off every time.
Okay, we are getting out of control. Actually, it's just enough in control, I think.
Controlled chaos at this point.
Right.
Anywho.
That's good.
I was just gonna say, I love that he like matches the production with like whoever's featuring on the song to like fit the vibe of the person featuring.
Right.
I'm loving it.
Yes, I've noticed that because on his older albums and stuff, it's like such a specific sound that he has,
It's so specific.
which I love, but still I really like that he did that too.
Yeah, and
Like
I.
if you were to just play the album without me have knowing about it, I wouldn't even on some of the songs I wouldn't even know.
Yeah, especially the one with Toro. I'm like, I thought it was a Toro
Yes.
song. But
Yes, I love
I
it.
love the whole vibe. It takes me back to Cosmogramma. And I was even getting some Captain Murphy vibes a little bit, which I
Yeah.
love. So overall, I thought it was wonderful.
Yes, I love.
I saw some hater ass reviews on this album from some music nerds.
What?
Simply don't resonate with at all.
Okay, here's my thing with people who review music. Do they play music themselves?
Absolutely not. That's why they're reviewing it.
Yeah, that's like, I'm like, okay, I just said like two times.
Okay, well, I'm gonna
But
punish myself, and so that you only have to punish yourself once.
okay. Well, okay. All right, but that irks me because if you don't know how to play music, then shut the fuck up.
What if we
You're allowed to have opinions, but you can't be
and
that
that's
opinionated.
kind of how I feel about Game of Thrones too. People complaining, I'm like,
Oh
well, where
yeah.
is your hit TV
Yeah, what freaking TV series have you filmed lately? Top 10 in the of the past 20 years. I don't know the statistics at all. I just said that. Just FYI, everybody, we are not licensed or professional
Anything.
anything
Anything.
except we are professional bad bitches, but that's it.
That's actually my side job.
Yeah, that's our side gig, so
Did you get your certificate in the mail?
yes, I did actually, and it has a gold emblem on it. With it has a gold emblem of a big booty on it. So should I try to play the song and see if it works?
Yeah, do that.
Okay. Ooh, it's working. Can you hear it, Toby?
No, I can't, but maybe it's still working.
I can hear it, but I don't know if you can hear it. I'm just gonna let it record for a second and see if it works. Tempo change. All right. Well, everybody gets a gist.
What'd you say?
Everybody gets a gist. I didn't want to play it for too long in case
In case
nobody
it's
can
just
hear it
awkward
except me.
silence the whole time.
Yeah.
But just with your random commentary.
Wait, ooh, tempo change. And if no one can hear that, then it just makes me sound like I talk to myself, so which I do, but nobody else should know that, even though now everyone will.
So getting back to the Fly Low album, Flying Lotus.
Flying Lotus.
There was also a tribute to Mac Miller on there, which I thought was pretty cool
Yeah, that is.
and emotional.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. But that, I
Which
strongly disagree with all the music nerds out there complaining about the sound quality and this and that. I'm not the type of person to sit and analyze stuff like, oh, the amount of reverb or whatever. I just thought it was a whole vibe. I thought it was really cohesive and immersive, and it slaps.
yeah. Well, they complain about reverb. I'm like, what? Maybe it's what they were playing it on, because there's some songs that just don't sound good unless you're playing it like through headphones or like on an actual speaker. I don't know. That
I'm
sounds
sure
too nitpicky to me.
the music nerds probably have too good of headphones where you can like hear stuff like
Yeah,
that.
that's true. That's true,
But
actually.
for the average person, it probably sounds pretty damn good. As an average
Yes,
myself, I thought it was good.
and I also, as an average person, second that opinion.
Right. That's our other side job is being average.
Yeah, that's our main side job.
So, now I guess we should move on to some dream interpretations.
Interpretations. We actually got a quite a few compared to last time. We actually got quite a few. So let's go ahead and dig in.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so the first one is, let's see here. One of my good old work friends, Chief Queef. I asked
Virgo.
on Twitter, to for someone to please change their Twitter name to Chief Queef, and she was like, done. So she okay. Her dream is super intense because of things that have happened to her in the past. And she told me that she like we have her permission to like read it and like you know what I mean, just like read it all. So she has two dreams, and the first one, she well backstory, she was actually this might be like sensitive to some people, but she was raped her senior year of high school, and the guy who did it refused to acknowledge that what he did was wrong, and his mom threatened to file harassment charges against her when she told her about what he did. And she said she lost two best friends over it because they dated him, knowing like what happened. And she said she hasn't really thought about him because she's been in therapy and mostly healed. But she had a dream that played, it was like a video game where she encountered him, and she spoke about being enemies with him. They fought, and he was stronger and started chasing her. She found a pipe going downhill and jumped in backwards, basically in a free fall, and she thought she was safe, but then she saw he was climbing down the pipe after her, and she was terrified, and then she saw him slip and hit the back of his head on a rock in the pipe, and she continued to fall out of it and get to the end of it, like gasping for breath, and she sees him fall out too. And then she noticed that he had has a pink tube coming out of his head, and it turns out it was like his brain, but she said it looked like a ball of yarn. And she said when she was a kid, she used to roll up all of her yarn scraps together and hid it in her closet and referred to it as her brain.
Wow.
So that's like such a detailed dream, and it's for one, it's hard for me to interpret super like in-depth dreams like that just because my dreams are so basic that it's like most of the time mine are pretty clear to interpret. But for me, I just feel like the fact that she's healed but not completely, I don't think anyone can ever 100% heal from abuse like that. And I feel like this happening is almost like her fears of what had happened to her because it was so traumatic. And I also think that the yarn brain figure in her dream, I think the fact that she used to do like ball up yarn and call it a brain when she was little, maybe that's some has something to do with like childhood fears as well. And it might not even all be fears of that specific situation, but also just in general, like childhood fears.
Yeah. I think that sometimes in dreams, it can help us process things that normally we wouldn't think about because they're sort of unconscious, or like even if it's something that you think about on a regular basis, there's still certain aspects that you don't always think about. And I think this is showing up as a way for her to continue processing what happened. And a lot
Yeah.
of times, like when an ex shows up in your dream that you're not in contact with, it's a way of trying to like resolve your own feelings
Yeah.
about what happened.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I definitely agree with the like having seeing exes in your dreams and stuff having to do with you overcoming something.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something that she's going to be overcoming for the rest of her life, just because that's not something you can really forget about.
Right.
And you might be able to temporarily like forget about it, but there's, I mean, everybody has alone like days where they're just in their head and it's always going to come up. So maybe she could be overcoming it and also just going through something else in her life that's she's overcoming, and it just kind of correlates with the like and the fact that they were like fighting in it.
Yeah, and the fact that it was styled like a video game,
Yeah.
definitely like saying this is something you can beat.
Right. Yes, that's a good way to say it.
And so he's like the final boss in the game. And it's
Yes.
not really him being the final boss because he's out of the picture, but it's like her emotions and moving past that trauma and coping with that trauma.
Yeah,
Right.
that's a good way to put it too. And yeah, and then she had another dream too that she asked about, and it's she was late for school and she was back in her childhood home and couldn't figure out what to wear, and the TV in her room turned into a weird old analog machine. And when she finally picked out an outfit, she went to brush her teeth but couldn't figure out how to do it. And there was a bottle of whiskey on the toilet, but it was covered in ants and flies. And for some reason, a coworker was in the hallway and he kept asking her what plans she had for the weekend. It's like, bitch, I'm
So
trying to figure out how to brush my teeth.
that reminds me of Lon's dream where there's
Yeah, with the
lots of bugs,
insects.
and you said something about like little annoyances, and then that guy in the
Yeah.
hallway like that's just so annoying. Like, what are my plans?
Right. Yeah, I feel like it's like someone maybe telling her like someone or something in her life is like not on the same level as her, so it's bothering her.
Or like something could just be nagging at her.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. As soon as I saw the insects, I was like, yeah, definitely something to do with that. And then I don't know. Let me look at it again. So she's late for school, back in her childhood home. Couldn't figure out what to wear. It sounds like she has a lot of things in her waking life that are making her undecided about stuff.
Yeah, and it sounds
Like,
like a lot of like just stress build up too.
yeah. Because I remember as a kid trying to like figure out what to wear and trying to not to be late and like, you know, like just being rushed. That's almost what the vibe that I got from that.
So my advice to this person, what's her name?
Chief Queef. That now I'm net. Go ahead, sorry.
You, Chief Queef, is just find a way to fucking relax.
Yeah.
Get you an essential oil diffuser, get you a salt rock lamp, and
Yes, meditate.
just try to like get grounded and just relax. Take a bubble bath.
Yeah, treat yourself. You deserve it. You deserve it.
And we are about to have a new moon tomorrow, so it'd be a good time to recalibrate and
Yes, recharge.
revamp.
Yep.
Anywho.
All of those things. Yes. So that is our advice and our interpretation for that dream or those dreams. And then, so let me go to the next dream. It is. Okay. So this one is from a Tinder guy named Chauncey, but he also goes by C Money.
Podcast.
I have no idea, but if you do, what up, Chauncey?
Chauncey.
What up, C Money?
Isn't
Okay.
that what you used to call me whenever I would chauffeur you?
Yes.
When you
Anytime Toby would drive me around, I'd be like, "Yes, Chauncey, take this left." I would act like she was my driver.
Well, because you had to sit in my back seat because you couldn't roll my window down. So you had to sit in the back seat to roll the window down, even though there would be no one in the front seat.
Dude, there would be no one in the front seat. I'm so annoying.
When we first became friends, we would actually hold hands in the car.
Yeah, we would hold hands while she was driving me.
It was like this unspoken, like we never talked about it. We just
Never.
held
We just did it. Yeah, we just did it.
hands. And like when we
And
first became
I
friends too, we were like still like really shy.
Yeah. I was so painfully shy. We were so odd.
Sorry, this is like really off topic, but like I'm just gonna tell a really quick story about you.
Oh, God.
I was hanging out with our friends Christian and Andrew, and I was like, yeah, so I was talking about cancers and how they can be like kind of shy, like kind of in their shell. And Christian was like, yeah, but Wayne's not like that at all. Like she lets you know she's in the room. I was like, but when I found Wayne, she was the most shy. She was
I
so
was
quiet.
so shy.
Just like so quiet. You never,
Yes.
just your voice was softer than a whisper. And you were just so innocent. Hey there.
Hey, I don't know what happened, but it just dropped.
Yeah.
Dropped it like it's hot.
And Mercury's not even retrograde.
Yeah, what the fuck? And it was just getting to the good part, too. We're like telling a wholesome and like friendly friend, best friend story, and then the call just drops.
Oh yeah. Okay, so are you able to like patch that together in the podcast?
Okay, the last, yes, I can. Yeah, I can.
Okay, so the last thing we were talking about was just how you came out of your shell when we met. And especially because I'm also a Cancer. So
Yes.
I also have, you know, this shell that I live in, but as soon as we met, it was just like meant to
It's
be, and
still
we're,
wire wet.
yeah, of
Like, I
course.
literally, like, of course, I'll be like more outgoing than I used to be, but I still feel like when we hang out, it's just like bam.
It would be cool if we could get Lon on this podcast because, like, her story of how she met both of us at the same time. Oh, I don't know if she met you previous to that, but
No,
like.
she
When
didn't.
she met both of us at the same time, it was like pretty magical for her because like it was just so iconic because like we were having a party and I was like super pissed off about something.
I'll never forget this either.
and you were playing ukulele and like serenading people in your room. And you were like, please join me in serenading people. And I was like,
Okay. And then like a full-on, like beautiful, full set of music
Yeah, we always
and
did that at our parties. We like forced people to listen to our musical geniusness.
my favorite was the time we went to someone else's party
Yeah.
and they had a room full of like
It was
percussion
like
instruments.
primitive noise band.
Exactly.
I was literally just about to mention that because it was like full of people we totally had no idea who they were. We knew like two people there. And we just kept recruiting people into this room that had a bunch of random instruments. And then we sat in a circle and people were smoking hookah in a circle, and we made everyone go around and like tell us their biggest fear and their like their favorite color, and everyone participated.
Oh my
That
gosh.
was the first time we ever took Adderall.
Which explains why we were making people talk about their
Yeah,
feelings.
we literally, and all we did was take
But
like half of one. But we also ate a edible cookie. Remember
no.
that?
I don't remember.
Yeah, we took one of my friends made me an edible cookie for Christmas, and we halved it because it was huge. So that definitely contributed. But I
Well,
definitely agree because I, and that goes for pretty from like a lot of people too. It's like I feel like you don't truly find yourself until you meet your good friends that like bring it out of you and you bring it out of them.
yes. You know something weird I've noticed? Like, I act totally different around people. Like,
Me
depending on
too.
who I'm with, like I will act like a completely different person. And I'm like, why do I do that? Like, and I know that it's because, like, I feel
You
like,
just feed off of other people's energy. Like, that's how I am too.
yeah. But I think also part of it is like not being sure whether or not this person will like certain parts about me or something.
Yeah.
So it's just something that I've observed about myself.
I'm personally, I'm so bad at like reserving my craziness. Like, when I first meet someone, I'm basically just like, full throttle, like here the fuck I am, so that there's no confusion.
Yeah.
So, and it's like if I try to be normal, like crazy stuff happens, like the weirdest shit ever happens while we're hanging out. So then I'm like, all right, listen, I'm just gonna be straight up with you. Weird shit always happens to me, so you're gonna witness it. But I like when I'm at home alone, like by myself, I'm not like super hype and like, I mean, I always, there's some days where I'm by myself, but I'm, yeah, there's some days where I'm by myself where I'm like suddenly have like crackhead energy, but for the most part, I'm like just chilling. But then as soon as I'm like link up with people, I'm like, brah, 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 brah. I'm like, bow, 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 bow.
That's really funny because I'm the same way. Like when I'm alone, I'm doing exactly what you would expect. I'm like listening to Enya. I'm taking a spiritual
I
shower.
always imagine what you're like, the things you're doing when you're by. That sounds creepy, but I'll be like, I wonder what Toby's doing right now. Probably some like really in-depth spiritual things, like writing in her journal.
Literally, I'm writing in my journal. I'm reading a book. I'm watering my plants. Like going outside to get a breath of fresh air, like all those things. But then, like if I like walk into a bar or a party, like and I'm completely sober, I'm just like, woo! And I'm like, I have a taser, and I'm like, bah, bah, bah.
You had that time whenever you used our fire extinguisher at our house, and then when our house actually caught on fire, it had no extinguish left.
Caught on fire that night.
That is.
Someone was just like randomly like, "Oh, hey, you should shoot the fire extinguisher down the hallway." I was like, "That seems like something I would do." And so I did.
I walk out of a room and I just see Toby like shooting the fire extinguisher down the hallway.
And little did I know that that very night, the house would actually catch on fire.
Into flames.
And we were all blackout drunk, so it's a miracle that we even woke up.
Yeah, and you couldn't find your glasses.
And also, the smoke detector had been going off for hours, and nobody heard it. Because.
Oh, my God. And it was in the middle of a blizzard.
It was -6 degrees outside, and we had to air out the house in the middle of the night, and we just started drinking again because we were so cold.
We went to McDonald's and got breakfast, and then we just started drinking again.
All that to say, what? You just never know.
You just never know what to expect. Definitely fire, house fires, and wall with a hint of wall twerking.
It's just funny because, like, people think they know, like, what a spiritual person is like, but actually you don't.
You have,
like,
no idea.
People are like, what, you eat meat? And I'm like, I eat fucking hot dogs. You're spiritual, and I'm like,
you can be spiritual woke and eat a freaking Coney Island hot dog.
I'm like, I literally fantasize about running over pedestrians with my car. Like,
yeah, I am so. Whenever I'm mean to someone, it's like I'm so hateful.
It's so funny because, like, I was thinking about this, and then I met this lady. And she had these, like, sacred geometry earrings. And I was like, oh, hey, man, you got some cool earrings. That's Metatron's cube or whatever. And she's like, oh, yeah, Metatron's cube. And then, and so she's like, and her name was Stormy Lake.
Oh, my God.
And so she's obviously, like, some kind of spiritual person. And then... I see her hop into her monster truck and drive away. It was like the biggest truck I've ever seen. And I was just like, you just never know what to expect.
She starts running over cars with her monster truck.
It has a bazooka and she just starts looking at the cars.
Insane Clown Posse starts playing. That's so true, though, because it's like people think that, like, spiritual people are like, oh, like, just fit into this mold,
yeah,
of, like, veganism, like, and, like,
on a cloud, and but it's like, I may be spiritual, but I will cut you.
Yeah,
you
and know? I might be spiritual, but I'm still gonna wall twerk to Megan Thee Stallion. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Do we have more dreams?
Yes, we have a few more, actually. So, the next one is from Tinder guy Chauncey, aka C Money. What's up? Okay, so his dream is, like, it's pretty short, but... he said he was with his roommate, who is his best friend, and they were packing to go somewhere, and they were loading stuff into the truck, and when he opened the door, he saw his ex, and she wanted to talk, and he woke up, like, very confused. And then, like, some backstory, he said that it was weird because he hasn't seen her in, like, 2 years, and it ended on bad terms for sure, and she cheated on him and broke up with him over FaceTime. And it was, like, it was only his second girlfriend ever, so, and he hasn't been in a relationship since then. And so he thought it was super odd. So for me, I feel like that one's pretty self-explanatory, like packing to go on a trip with his friend. It's kind of like he's moving on with his life, but then he also has something holding him back.
And maybe like what's holding him back is the fact that he never like got closure with his ex, and that's why now he has the ex reappearing. It's like a reconciliation that you can't get in real life, so it comes up in your dream as a way for you to get closure, even if you can't get closure from the person.
And I can definitely see that because if someone broke up, like when things end on bad terms like that and you don't get closure, it's like it's kind of like the last podcast episode where we were talking about people ghosting you. It's like it leaves you thinking like, what did I do wrong? Is there something like wrong with me? You know what I mean? It's just like it's just really hurtful for yourself, like your confidence and everything.
Yeah. And a lot of times the other person can't give you closure because they don't know why things happen the way they did either.
Yeah, they just maybe they just weren't feeling it completely and they didn't want to keep leading them on. But some people just like are not good at breaking up with people. And the fact she did it over FaceTime, like that's really shitty, but also that should just show that person like they're not meant for me anyways, because that's not how I would treat somebody.
Yeah, so it's interesting that we have two different dream submissions where an ex reappears. And I actually had a really similar dream during Venus retrograde. There was an ex whose name I will not speak on this podcast, who I ended things on really bad terms with, horrible terms, actually. It was like never talk to me again situation. So this person appeared in my dream, and I don't know why, but all I said was like, "Hey man, like we're cool. Whatever happened, like I don't care anymore." And like it was just like totally like a reconciliation that I will never have in person with this person, but at least I feel like for myself, I feel like that cycle is completely closed. No bad karma with this person. It's done. So I feel like dreams can be really helpful in that sense. Whenever you are not able to connect with a person, it's almost like you can sort of connect with like their higher self or whatever to like just get whatever closure that you need.
Yeah, it's almost just like you're receiving like energy from the universe from that person, just being like, hey, I'm cool. You're like, we're good. Even if it doesn't happen necessarily in person, just like if you know that you're okay, then that's really all that matters.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we answered that one.
Yeah. And then we have another one. And it is, I'm just making sure, I'm just skimming through and making sure that I haven't missed anyone's yet, because I don't want to accidentally forget someone's. Okay. There's another two dreams from somebody. There's another two dreams from somebody. I don't know why I worded it like that. voice recording, and I don't know if I can play that on here. I remember it though. Her dad recently passed away, and they were really close. And she's been going through changes, like she's moved and she's like looking to like buy a house and stuff like that. And she had a dream that she, her and her boyfriend were basically bought this house, and it turns out that it's haunted. And basically, she said that like the theme of her dream was haunted house, basically, like their house was haunted. And they went out back there, and there was like a hot tub. And she said there was like freshly dead bodies in there.
Oof.
And yeah, that's terrifying. And so, I'm just trying to read through this. So for me, haunted house definitely like signifies for me personally, like just like repressed emotions, and like specifically with family members who have passed away, because haunted houses are like ghosts pretty much that haunt your house. And yeah. While it doesn't necessarily mean like your loved one who passed away is haunting you, it can just be like repressed or incomplete emotions that they feel associated with their loved one who passed away. And then it can also correlate with like fears in her waking life, especially going through something so traumatic as losing your dad. I can't imagine like dealing with those emotions. And then maybe she has like unresolved fears in order that she needs to confront in order for her to continue with a happy life.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, if you're, like, buying a house and then it turns out to be haunted, it's almost like your demons are going to follow you wherever you go. Like, it's not really the house that's haunted. Like, it's
right.
It's you.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, on a subconscious level, like, that is a real fear. It's like, I will never escape these feelings.
Yeah. And like, with seeing, like, dead bodies in water, it's like almost like a transition in her life, or just like uncertainty of her future. Because when you see, like, when her seeing that, it's like they were like freshly dead bodies. And if you see something like that in real life, you're gonna be like, wow, what is this? Like, and I just feel like, maybe she's like she's struggling trying to find a balance between her fears and emotions with losing her dad and moving on and being happy, almost like she's not supposed to be happy because he's gone.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
But she just I feel like she should just focus on relaxing and finding a good like work and life balance, and being okay with being happy, and it's okay for you to move on from things like that, because that's what her dad would want for her. So thank you. She had another dream too, that also had to do with her dad who passed away. And basically it was just she inherited his car. It's like a really nice car that he really loved. It was like his dream car, and she inherited it whenever he passed away. And she had a dream that she like just wrecked it into her neighbor, like into her neighbor's car. And it was, she said it was almost like she like didn't have control of it.
Yeah. So I guess control would probably be the theme behind this one. Like, she feels like she doesn't have control over these circumstances in her life.
Yeah.
And it's reminds me of like a Jesus take the wheel situation too.
Right.
Where it's just like,
what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, exactly.
It's someone who in your who's been in your life your entire life, who taught you everything, and then they're gone, so it's like you just feel lost pretty much. And another thing with that I was thinking about was, well, I also was thinking like a warning for her that she has something that she's not in control of, especially with the drastic changes that she's going through. And then, like, specifically because it's her dad's car that he valued in his life and something she holds even more value now that he's passed. And it could definitely, like, feel like she's taking things for granted, like inheriting things from him. Like, just she, I feel like maybe she thinks, like, I don't know, like, while it's nice getting these things from him, it's like, I don't want or deserve these things
Yeah.
because it's was at the expense of, well, not the expense, but of, it's because of him passing away.
Yeah.
So I definitely think the card signifies importance because it's so special to them. But and I told her that she should try to start keeping a dream journal if this these dreams keep reoccurring. Because usually when a loved one passed away, you do have reoccurring dreams of them. It takes a long time to adjust to stuff like that. And I told her if she kept a dream journal, it would definitely could help her figure out some like deep-rooted emotional blocks that she has, and then kind of like help her move on and allow herself to be happy.
Yeah, sometimes dreams can reveal to us things that we need to think about. Like I've actually been having nightmares lately, which is kind of rare for me these days.
Wow.
But I had a terrifying nightmare that, like, when I woke up, I was scared to go back to sleep.
Oh my gosh.
Then I had like a really, like, I wouldn't say a nightmare. It was just like a really unpleasant dream. The night after that, and I was just like, I have a lot to think about.
Yeah. I've definitely had dreams like that. They're not necessarily like they're nightmares, but more like realistic nightmares,
Yeah, exactly. Like this specific one was like a, it almost seemed like I was peeping into an alternate timeline of mine because the circumstances of the dream was something that it was a path that I almost went down and I didn't go down this path, but the dream was so realistic as to what would have happened if I had
Whoa,
gone
that's
on.
crazy.
It was
It's
really wild.
like freaking the Ghost of Christmas Past, where
Yeah.
they take the where it takes you, it takes them through what would have happened if like all these different scenarios that could have happened.
That is exactly what it was. And even though it was a really unpleasant dream, like the fact that it was just a dream or an alternate timeline or however you want to look at it, and it's not my reality, that in a way, like it's a good dream because that's not my life.
Right.
So
And you definitely chose the right path.
I definitely chose the right path.
The path less traveled.
It really is. It be like that.
It do. It really do.
So moving forward, was that all the dreams or do we have more?
No, there's one more.
Okay, cool.
And then I wanted to tell you, and then I wanted to interpret like one of my dreams just because I rarely have them.
Oh, sweet.
And okay, so let me finish with dream submissions. The last one is from Paige, and which is funny because it's another one about an ex. So can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So she had a dream that she said it was super realistic, and she was pregnant, like 5 to 6 months pregnant. Like she could see her stomach in her dream and everything. And this guy that was the guy that was the father of it was this guy that she used to talk to like 4 to 5 years ago named Steven. And they like moved in together and they were living together. And but she said that in her dream, they were in a house and a tornado was coming and they were seeking shelter, and then she woke up. But then like a little bit of backstory besides her like talking to him 4 to 5 years ago, she said that he was like really into her, but she was never serious with him because he was younger.
Oh.
So I think that the pregnancy thing is almost like I just feel like it's almost like definitely transition in something in her life, because pregnancy in general is just like a really big transition like to have and to go through.
Yeah,
And
and it's
then
also can represent like something in your life that is incubating.
yeah, exactly. So it's almost just like maybe something that she wants to transition, but it's just kind of stagnant almost. And then,
Or she can wait it out until it's like ready to come to fruition.
right. And then, like, her seeing that guy that she never got serious with that really liked her could be something that she, like, almost like she wants something to happen for her future. Like she's ready for something to happen to her.
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe because, not necessarily that she regrets not being serious with him, but it's almost just like having a house with him and being pregnant. It's like almost like something like those are realistic goals to have at our age.
The tornado, maybe she feels like she's running out of time.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like, it can also, another thing I think of when I think of tornadoes is like just something destructive or overwhelming. So maybe it's almost like she wants things to move forward in her life, but she's afraid that of being hurt or something
Yeah.
destructing happening.
Destroying her way of life.
Right. Yep. That's exactly what I was thinking. But
Cool.
yeah. So my advice to you, Paige, is do go for anything, like don't hold back, but also continue with caution. Like don't let the wrong people into your life.
Yeah, it's
That
all
could
about
destruct the,
making balanced choices with stuff
yeah.
like
And definitely like finding that balance, exactly balance. Like finding balance in life is hard to do at any time in your life. So maybe don't continue unless you feel ready. But yeah, that's what I think. And
but the
then so then the next dream is my dream, and the first one was very weird because it was so short, and I think it's because it was like I woke up already that morning and then I went back to sleep, so it just seemed really short. But I was in the ocean with my son, with Waylon, and I think maybe my dad or somebody. But I specifically remember me, and it was me and Waylon. And for some reason, there was like, it was just like really calm. It just seemed really calm. And it was really quiet, and like there wasn't anyone else there. And then all of a sudden, there was like a huge wave. Like I'm talking just unrealistically huge. And I specifically remember going under and thinking, we're gone. Like my son is gone. And I'm gone and I can't save him. But I wasn't like panicking or anything. Like, I wasn't like, oh my God, oh my God. I was just like, pretty much just thinking like I was sad. Obviously, I was really sad, but it was just weird. I don't know. And I don't really know how to interpret that. Because anytime I have dreams, yeah. I don't know how to interpret it. It's hard for me to interpret my own dreams sometimes.
So a really big wave that's like kind of like ominous and foreboding.
Yes.
And definitely. Like you are being swallowed. So it seems like you feel like you don't have any control over your life.
Yeah, definitely can see that. Like at times.
You're kind of just like constantly like treading water, like trying to stay afloat because like it's kind of chaotic.
Yeah. But the thing that caught me off guard was how calm I was about it. Like, almost just like, I mean, maybe it's just me like accepting the chaos instead of trying to control it.
Yeah, that's good.
But I don't know, it was just very odd because every time I have dreams, it's almost like, it's almost always has to do with my kids, which is obvious because I have kids and I'm always worried about them and overprotective, but I hate having dreams where my kids are getting hurt because it freaks me out.
Yeah, definitely.
But good thing I don't have premonitions. Because and we went to the beach after that and I was so cautious. I was like, you're not getting in the water. Just in case I have premonitions. But and then my second dream was just really weird because it was, hold on, I wrote it down. I was dating a guy and he was super nice and like, but he was blind. And I went over to his house, and first of all, the house setup was odd, but I don't even know how to go into detail with that. My dreams aren't like super detailed. They're just like very vague for some reason. But his ex, she was like still living with him and they were like still sleeping in the same bed. And she had like a heroin addiction and she was struggling with it. And I just remember being like really turned off by it because I was just like, why is your ex here? But he was like asleep and I saw her like reach up for her like needle and like spoon and stuff. So I was like, oh. And it was almost like I was mad because like I'm dating somebody and his ex still lives there. But I also had sympathy because she's literally doing heroin and can't get off of it.
So who was the guy?
It's just a random guy that was like that I was seeing, and he just happened to be blind. And then she wasn't weird about me being there at all, but I was like kind of weird about it just because of the circumstances.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah. And I don't even know how to interpret that one because it's so odd to me.
I'm not really sure how to interpret that one either, but like going back to your previous dream, I feel like the fact that you were so calm in this situation, I feel like the calmness represents like how like your true self, the part of you that's not like fearful and anxious and like trying to control situations, that part of you knows that this is all just part of the process and that you're on a certain path and that everything is gonna end up being just fine for you.
Yeah.
And like not to worry, basically.
Yeah.
Like no matter how bad it looks, like it's actually fine.
Right. That makes sense because even in this second dream that I had, I was surprisingly calm. Like I wasn't like, why is your ex-girlfriend here? Like, I literally just went with it. I was like, okay, well, she obviously has issues. Like, she's struggling with addiction.
So, I'm going to take, like, a 30-second intermission, and then we'll get down to some Q&A.
Okay. Sounds
okay,
good.
So BRB.
Okay.
So if you want to just like ramble while I'm gone.
Okay.
Like,
that's I'll fine. Probably just like hum. All right, guys. Well, it's just me here. So I'm so glad that people are actually giving us dream submissions, because we really actually enjoy doing it, interpreting dreams for people. And it really kind of just helps us with our own dreams and our own, like, life struggles, pretty much. But we definitely need some more questions coming in. Just any questions, random. They don't have to be about metaphysical questions. They can be literally any questions.
But if it's not a metaphysical question, I'm still going to pretend like it is.
Yeah, we're still going to talk like it is. Even if it's totally not at all. Oh, so, and I was supposed to, we're supposed to do, have you seen those Spice Adams videos where he goes, aha ha?
Yeah.
We're supposed to do an aha ha break, because one of my friends does a podcast and we were talking about Spice Adams, like, just like messaging. And we were sending each other videos of us doing the aha ha. So he does an aha ha break in his podcast, and he said that we have to do it too.
Okay. You first.
Okay, hold on. I have to find the music, the exact music that Spice Adams uses. Because he also found the exact song that he uses. I don't know how he did it, but I just have to find it. Oh my gosh. Okay, here we go. Hold on. I can't find it. It should be in my history. Hold on a second. Small intermission. Okay, let's see. Doop 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 doop. Sorry, let me. I think I found it.
Losing interest.
Oh, here it is. I found it. I can hear it in my head. It's like, oh. Okay, I found it. You can't even hear it. Ah, ha, ha.
I guess I'll just do mine a cappella.
Okay, yes, yes, yes.
I've never even attempted this before. Okay. Okay. Shit. Aha ha.
Okay, for your first time, that was amazing. But just some tips, just okay. Make it super lazy, like aha ha.
Okay. Okay, I'm doing it. Aha ha.
Oh my god. That was so good. Okay. That was our aha ha break. Shout out to Spice Adams.
Okay, so we have a question.
Yay!
We have a question from our friend Lon.
Okay, what's Lonnie's question?
She has a personal question. She says, what should I do with my life?
Well, I'm no guru on life, because I don't even have my shit together. But I think that she should stop holding back from all of these worries that she has lately and just fucking do the damn thing, Lon. She wants to go back to school and she wants to be a business mogul. I'm like, she totally has the personality and the drive and the energy to do anything she wants to do. And she needs to stop doubting herself because she is an intelligent, badass, great sense of humor, hot ass bitch who can do whatever the fuck she wants, really.
Yeah.
So that's what I think she should do with her life. Whatever the fuck she
I think she
wants.
could. My advice to Lon would just be like, follow your bliss. Like, do what makes you happy, and not like in a big picture sort of sense, because like the big picture is like sort of always changing,
Yeah.
but just like
In the
day to day.
moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, she
Like,
needs to not focus on the future and just focus on in the present moment what's makes her happy and what drives her.
yeah, totally. Like, obviously, like, you want to have goals and stuff, but I think that it's more important just to like have fun in life. And I
Right.
think, especially for her personality,
Oh yeah.
that's like gonna be key.
Well, it's like, okay, the age that we're at, I mean, we're in our late 20s pretty much. And I feel like that's scary for everybody because it's like, okay, I feel like am I supposed to be doing something significant at this age? I'm getting older. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Because I personally worry about the future all the fucking time. And I just have to like slow myself down, like in my mind, and just be like, you need to chill because you don't know what the fuck's gonna happen in the future anyway. So stop trying to control it. I mean, you can have goals and stuff like that. Like, you can definitely set goals for yourself, but just do what makes you happy in that moment. And if you feel strongly about what you want to do at that moment, just do it. Don't even second guess yourself. Just do it.
Right. So her second question was, I don't have an answer for this question, but maybe you.
I can't make any promises, but I try to have an answer for everything, so shoot.
She said, what are your feelings on the health benefits of vaping slash e-cigs to smoking actual cigarettes?
Okay, that's a hard one because they're still doing studies about vaping, so no one really knows the science. I mean, I guess some people do, but I know I don't because I just vape just because I think it's better than smoking cigarettes. It's not good, but it's definitely a lot better because it doesn't have literal rat poison in it like
Yeah, she also said,
cigarettes.
shout out Smoke Novo.
Yeah, Smoke Novo. Shouts out Smoke Novo. But also I know like a lot of vape shops, they make their own juice, so you know exactly what's in it and you're not like ordering it from another country where you have no idea what ingredients are put in
Was weird.
it. Yeah. I really apologize to everybody for so many like breaks in between this podcast episode, but it keeps cutting out for some reason. I don't know if there's like a time limit. I don't think so because the first time we were recording and it went out, we weren't even recording for that long.
It's probably just shitty Wi-Fi, honestly.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But we were talking about vaping versus cigarettes and the health benefits. I don't think there's any health benefits at all to either of them at all. But at least with vaping, they even have juice that doesn't have nicotine at all. So it's almost just like at least you're getting rid of that. because nicotine isn't necessarily terrible for you, but you just don't. I feel like most people, like me, I don't really want to be addicted to anything.
Yeah.
So the fact that I am like I rely on nicotine to like when I'm stressed out and stuff like that, it really sucks. And I wish I never ever started smoking. And whoever's listening to this, don't ever fucking start smoking because it's awful and it's such a waste of money.
Okay,
But
so I don't have any more questions, but I have a couple of would you rathers.
ooh, okay.
So this is from Caleb Inlow.
Caleb.
So Caleb says, would you? I'm reading it in his voice. Okay, I'm going to try to
Yeah.
read it in my voice.
Okay.
He said, would you rather live for as long as you want as an intangible, indestructible being with no communication with others or interaction with physical objects, only audio and visual sensations? Or would you rather only live another 5 years, but they're guaranteed to be the best 5 years of your life?
Definitely the best 5 years of my life.
That's what I said.
Because I wouldn't want to live if I could only just hear and see shit and not do anything. Or, like,
Exactly.
yeah, that
Also, no
one's.
cuddling. Like, excuse me.
Yeah, that's literally the first thing I was thinking about.
Yeah, I would just rather spend 5 years
Me?
cuddling and then die peacefully.
Yeah, while cuddling.
But the flip side to that is that I don't get cuddled the anyway.
Yeah, but he said, and it would be the best 5 years of your life. So I interpreted that as do whatever the fuck makes you get to do anything that makes you happy for 5 years.
Okay, so the next
Wait,
one.
hold on, hold on, hold on.
Okay.
I just had to add this in there. That reminded me of the time whenever we asked Caleb what if he could have any superpower in the world, what would it be? And he said the power to control milk. Okay, you can go. You can continue. I just remember that.
So the next one is from myself.
Oh.
Would you rather never have cuddles
Oh, God.
or all food taste bland?
Okay. Honestly, I would rather have all food taste bland because I've never been like a huge, like, I love food, but I've never been like obsessed. Like, I feel like I'm really good at like cooking and like figuring out what flavors go with what. Like, I have a good like flavor palette, but I just don't really care about food as much
Yeah.
as cuddling, for sure. I physically have to be cuddled or I'll die.
Yeah, if I was gonna give up flavorful food, I would definitely have to have some like guaranteed like bomb ass cuddles.
Yeah, the best and ever. The best
Right.
ever. And plus, I feel like if all food was bland, it would be so easy for me to diet.
True.
Because I'd be like, well, I can't taste this fucking key lime pie anyway, so I might as well eat some broccoli. Which reminds me,
I would most likely die because I have to eat like three times as much as the average person. And if all my food was bland, like I would just not be inclined to eat.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's a really tough one.
Yeah, that is tough. Well, and it's just tough in general because there's days where I'm like, man, I want some coconut shrimp.
So the next would you rather is also from Caleb.
Oh.
Says, would you rather? Okay, he
Miss
says,
Caleb.
I miss Caleb. Okay, so he says, would you rather be entirely chrome, but it's just a visual thing, like you just look chrome? Or
Ooh.
would you rather that everyone around you has to be completely honest with you and with each other, and that includes lies by omission and secrets currently on the mind. However, you are not bound by honesty.
Whoa, why is he so good at
I don't
this?
know.
And so specific. He should be a writer for Black Mirror. I don't know. I think I'm like kind of afraid of the truth because, like, I love when people are honest with me, but I feel like if people were just honest all the time, it would like freak me out all the time and I would be sad all the time.
Right.
Because I'm like really sensitive to like criticism.
Yeah, but people would really criticize you if you were Chrome.
If I was Chrome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how badass would I look being Chrome?
That's true.
I feel like it would be like good criticism. Like, man, this bitch is Chrome.
True.
I'm gonna start using that as like a term of like lit. That shit's chrome.
That party was chrome.
Straight chrome. Chrome to the dome.
So the next would you rather is something that I just saw on Instagram.
Oh, wait, that someone submitted?
No, just like a, it was just like a meme or something.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. You have $10 million right now in your hand, but there's a catch. A snail is chasing you for the rest of your life, and if it touches you, you die a terrible death. The snail cannot be killed, and it knows your location at all times, and it can find you anywhere that you are. Are you taking the money?
Yeah, because yeah, I'm taking the fucking money
I'm not.
because what? Because I feel like it would take so long for a snail to catch up to you that it wouldn't even matter.
It can find you anywhere. So like it can like get on someone's suitcase and like follow you on a plane ride around the world. And it would just be like the constant anxiety.
Oh, you're right. That is kind of creepy.
It's like constant anxiety, and you die a terrible death if it finds you, if it touches you. And you have to
Ugh.
sleep too, you know? And
Yeah, you're right. I don't think I would take the money.
also 10 million is not that much.
Yeah, you're right. Fuck the money.
Fuck
I feel like that's payback because if you pour salt on a snail, they just like shrivel up. Or is that slugs?
Well, snails are slugs, I think.
Yeah, that's, you know, I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, why are slugs and snails so similar? One just has a shell and the other one doesn't. Snails are just shell slugs. Yeah,
That was
definitely.
all the questions that I had. Did you get any questions?
Let me check. I don't think I got any questions, but let me just make sure because I posted not that long ago because we were running behind. Hold up. I don't think I got any questions. No, because my Snapchat has post anything. It
Oh,
like
I heard
won't. Oh, really?
yeah, like for everyone.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I thought it was just me, my energy.
I will just leave everyone with the announcement that I'm doing custom natal charts.
Yes, buy a custom natal chart from Toby because they're so badass and so much thought and creativity go into making them.
Oh.
I wanted to tell you too, you know that pattern app?
Yeah.
I was like looking at, I don't have that many friends on there because I just downloaded it and I just don't know that many people. But it says that everyone, me with everybody, it's like somewhat similar, but not really. But then I clicked on yours and it was like basically the same person. It was like the little pie graph. It was just like a little tiny sliver that was like, that wasn't the same. I thought that was so funny.
That's really true.
Yeah, and I meant to send a screenshot of it to you, but I think I forgot.
Yeah, it's interesting. We have almost the same like astrological placements, except for our moon and our rising. And then like since we have different ascendants, our houses are all in different areas. So we have the same placements, but we have them in different areas of life. So it's like this like slightly alternate version.
We're just like the same person living in an alternate universe at the same time, if that makes sense. Oh, and I don't know, did I say this on the last podcast about how our social security numbers are exactly the same except for the last two digits? No, I don't think I did. I told somebody.
You tweeted that.
Oh, did I? And
Yeah.
I also told somebody at work the other day.
Tell them my social security number.
No, I didn't tell them your fucking stuff. I'm like, yeah, my best friend's social is blah 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 blah, and mine is but no.
So, I'm probably gonna do one more like free chart for someone, and then after that, I'm gonna start doing commissions. So, if you want to commission a chart from me, I haven't decided on prices yet, but I'll probably
Just
decide.
hit her up and you guys can like
Just
discuss
slide
it.
in her DMs.
Yeah, slide all up in and around her DMs.
I'm
Also, she's single
also single.
she's hot and has a great personality. She can cook. She will cook for you if you don't eat. She'll force you to eat.
Hype me up.
Oh my God, and it sounded like you. Okay, I'm not even gonna say it because that's too vulgar. I'm also single, but I'm not looking for anybody right now because
Not looking, so don't even try.
actually neither one of us are looking for anyone, so fuck off.
Unless you're good enough, then fine.
Yeah, then fine.
Charts are, I'm drawing them based off of like your fucking vibe. So, when you buy a chart, what you'll get, you're not gonna know what you're gonna get because I'm literally just drawing whatever the fuck I feel like drawing.
Yeah, it's like an
And
aura.
so you're kind of just throwing your money at me, and then I'm doing what I love to do, and then you get something really cool out of it, like really personal and special for you. So, yeah.
I think buying things from like local or like
Locals.
from local Floridians. I think buying like things from people, like independent people, I think it's really cool because it's like very personable, and it's not just like some manufactured shit that you buy at the mall or like on UrbanOutfitters.com.
Right. Also, last announcement, I'm planning a trip to Knoxville for my motherfucking birthday during motherfucking cancer season. And
What?
Wayne can find a babysitter, she should come too.
Listen, I the salon is closed on Sundays and Mondays, and I think my birthday is on a Tuesday. So that gives me 3 full days off in a row because they give you your birthday off too, which is cool.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, they automatically give you a birthday off. I was like, that's so nice.
On your birthday if you want to.
I guess if you wanted to, but I definitely don't want to.
Some people do because they want like a lot
Yeah.
of attention or something.
Yes. So we should definitely do that for sure.
So I haven't been to Knoxville in approximately like 5 years, literally.
Oh my God, are you serious?
No. When were you pregnant? That was the last time.
Oh, that's like 3 years ago.
Okay, so I haven't been in Knoxville in like 3 years. So, there's lots of people that miss me, and
I've only been a couple times in the past couple years, honestly. So yeah, we should definitely do that. And I think on our next podcast episode, I want to definitely keep doing dream interpretations and questions. I kind of want to start talking about like other random like metaphysical things. Like I've been really curious about like auras and stuff.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because I'm like, I just think it's so cool how some people can like read your aura, because like I can with some people, but not really. Like I definitely don't know my own. But and I know a lot of people can like correlate like colors with sounds and colors with words and stuff like that, which I think is really cool. And there's a word for it, and I saw a post about it on Twitter, and I used to have that as a child.
Synesthesia.
Yes, I used to have that when I was a kid, because I would correlate like certain letters or certain words with like colors and stuff, and like certain words looked good or bad. Like I don't even know how to explain it. It's so weird. I outgrew it, but I specifically remember that when I was a kid, so I think that's really cool.
That's like some genius level shit.
Well, my social worker / childhood therapist said that I was, she gave me an emotional IQ test and said I was basically an emotional genius.
Emotional
which is, yeah, I was like, wow, is that why I can't control any of my emotions all the time? But yes.
Compliment me.
Hey, you don't even have to pay me. I'll just do it. And I do anyways. I'll be like, Toby, why don't you just marry me already? And then she'll be like, yeah, so anyways. And I just keep saying it.
Serious inquiries only.
Yeah. Serious inquiries only. Inquiries or inquiries?
Depends on what region of Europe you're from.
Well, I'm from Florida, so. I don't even know how I said it before. Now I'm confused.
Where are you standing in the queue?
Well, we enjoyed this and every other podcast in the future, because it's just fun. Even if no one listens, we made 17 cents off the last one, so.
Stay tuned for next time. We're going to be talking about auras, and we're going to be talking about timelines, and we're going to be talking about what dreams even are. So stay motherfucking tuned.
Stay motherfucking tuned. And check it out on Spotify, or actually the Anchor app is pretty cool too, because you can actually hear the music we play on there. But I don't expect anyone to go out of their way to download an entire app, so just listen to us on Spotify.
Okay, well, bye-bye then.
All right, love you, bye.